Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But the point is, we'll be talking science, Joe, and technology.
Yeah, CES 2020 is underway, the global stage for innovation. Rhea Andwala is the Director of Communications at the Consumer Technology Association, and she's with us. Are you in Las Vegas?
I am.
So it's like 5 o'clock in the morning there, right?
It is.
Are you just getting in?
No, I've been here since like 3:45 a.m. The spirit is super high here in Las Vegas for CES. Everyone's very excited to see what the future has for us.
Yeah. Well, let's run through some of that. First of all, the size of the show is amazing from what I understand. I mean, there are people from really all over the world, correct?
It is truly an international show. We take over Las Vegas this week. Every year in January. So we have more than 4,400 companies exhibiting here at CES, and over 1,200 of those are startups from 50 countries. So it's international, it's diverse. You're going to see non-traditional tech companies here. We have Delta Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, John Deere. You're going to see amazing things happening in food technology with Impossible Foods. So just a wide, wide variety.
You must have been listening, Rhea. We had a big discussion about Impossible Foods earlier. Where is the show in Las Vegas?
It is actually all over. So it's a lot of it happens in the convention center here in Vegas. And then we also are over at Venetian. Sands is where we have our startups in a beautiful space called Eureka Park. And then we have a lot of stuff happening in Mandalay Bay. So
CES
really is all over. And one of the key things is that we are anticipating over 170,000 attendees here this week. The show started yesterday and it's going to go through Friday this week. So yeah, it's all about technology in Vegas and all across the U.S. and the world, in fact.
Usually every year there's a theme. For example, connectivity was like a big deal, I don't know, 10 years ago, where your, you know, various devices would speak to each other. I know that's one of the things that Apple has done for quite a while. But what's the big theme this year? Is there one that kind of is overarching?
I think there are a few themes. You talked about connectivity. Connectivity is still a big theme because there's just so much happening in that space. 5G, you know, CES is really the hub for 5G. Carriers and mobile operators will demonstrate how the latest advancements in 5G speed, reliability, and efficiency, the three main pillars, will drive innovation and enable industries like entertainment, digital health, and smart cities. So you're going to see a lot happen. And then the other thing is artificial intelligence. That's truly woven across the show floor.
Right.
You know, companies across all sectors will unveil for the first time the latest hardware and also software AI solutions on the show floor, creating a really customized user experience using speech recognition, machine learning. So, like, the key themes under AI.
What's the most unusual thing you've seen as you've toured around the show floor?
That's the beauty of the show. There are just so many.
There's nothing. Everything.
Surprises. Right. You know, you have your favorite things that when you walk on the show floor, you definitely want to hit, you know, digital health and vehicle tech and things like that. But there is just so much that you're surprised by. I personally really enjoy looking at technology that is making our communities more resilient. So we have a whole space dedicated to resilience. These are technologies that are not only helping us prepare, but also preparing us to respond. And, you know, how can a community recover from any sort of disaster that it's been struck by. One of the examples that I want to highlight for you is, you know, sustainability is a huge part of preparedness. So, you know, we have a company called Oxicol that uses pure water hydrants for its air conditioner and does not use any chemical refrigerant.
I think I read about that. Yeah,
that is pretty cool. So you're making your environment sustainable and, you know, making sure that the communities are safe.
Right.
And one of the key things that happened this week is that CES partnered with World Bank and announced a global tech challenge in which we are inviting companies to submit and present solutions in the areas of health, gender barriers, and you know, how communities can be more resilient. So there is a lot happening there.
Well, let's go to 5G. Let's go back to 5G because it is the thing that's coming. What are, first of all, I understand you're going to have to get a new phone. Okay, there's that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, what are the advantages of it? You're talking about speed and a number of other things. But as I recall, like under 4G, you basically get pretty good coverage from one site. I mean, you just got quite a bit. But with 5G, it's a lot smaller footprint, as I hear.
That's correct. So I think the three things to focus on with 5G is the speed, the reliability, and efficiency. So when we say speed, I mean, you know, when you have your current phones, I mean, they're fast. But with 5G, it's going to be like unimaginably faster. So for example, in the space of entertainment, if you're trying to download a movie, it's going to be in seconds. So it's going to be that much more reliable, and it's just going to blow people's mind. You know, it's basically delivering anytime, anywhere access and information. That's one of the key things. Here.
Are we, that's a pretty good. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Are we ultimately going to have an interface with our brain?
Oh, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of
it. Could be done.
There is just so much we don't know. So it's, you know, it's like never say never. You just never know. But not right now.
Though. Oh, okay.
How many exhibitors do you have in all your locations, Rhea? How many exhibitors are, and how many visitors will come to CES 2020?
So in terms of exhibitors specifically, we will have more than 4,400 companies.
Wow!
Yes, big and small, and 1,200 of those are startups. So they are presenting sort of innovation solutions, you know, for you know, the next big challenge. And in terms of visitors and attendees, we will have 170,000, more than 170,000, in fact.
Rhea, let me ask you a question about back to home for just a moment. And, you know, the 5G, that could be out of home, in home, whatever. But what about televisions? I think there's been an incredible breakthrough. I mean, some of the clarity and the pixels and, you know, 4K is now like almost old school.
That is 4K. 4K UHD is still very much something that consumers have in their home. But, you know, CES is so much about
the future.
What is the next big thing?
Right.
Exactly. And the next big thing is 8K UHD. So 8K is four times the resolution of 4K. So it's going to be CES is going to show off the newest tech that's improving home entertainment around the world and creating the ultimate consumer experience. And that's going to be 8K is definitely one of them.
And there's all sorts of companies from Connecticut there, from Sensheimer to WWE to Hyperfine Research to Yale Locks and Hardware. So everybody's represented. What are the hours of the show?
We open the doors just in a few hours, and it goes through 5 p.m. Or a little after Pacific time here this week.
Right.
It's Friday.
It is CES 2020. Rhea Anandwala is the director of information and does a great job. Director of Communications.
Thank
Rhea,
you.
Thanks. Have a great week in Vegas.
Thank you. Stay away from the tables.